Let's start off by saying that this audio is going to be crunchy. I'm back. Back again. No. So, yeah, it's been a while. I'm not going to lie. I gave up. I truly gave up. Not on life. I could never. But on this podcast a little bit, because, you know, I don't know why, but for some reason, in my little head, I thought, oh, look at all these people who have played the podcast, at least. They're going to be an audience. But the numbers weren't consistent. And then the only time people were actually listening if I, like, posted a ad on Indeed for people to come work for the podcast. And that shit was not working. Is this laptop charging? Because I fucking swear. Okay, it's charging. This laptop's dead, by the way, and it's on the charger. That's we're already off to a start. But welcome back. I'm your host. How did I introduce myself? Well, on this social platform, I am your host, TJ Kidd. That will always be the name for up here. I don't remember if I said it before or not. Gosh. But yeah, I'm your host, TJ Kidd. This is my podcast, Eagle with Many Thoughts. If you're wondering how the name came to be, it's because at one point in time, as soon as I graduated high school, which our mascot is the Eagles, I was accepted into the University of Southern Mississippi, and guess what their mascot was? The Eagles. Did I go to that college, though? No, I did not. If you want to hear about that, you can go to my previous episode where I, talked about that. But yeah, so that's how the name came to be, and I am going to keep it because, you know, I like it. It's simple. It has a nice, clear meaning. No one else has it. How you do the trademark shit, I don't know, but here we are. I have an official logo made by the wonderful Hayden Sanderson. I believe I had his stuff up on my last episode. If I did not, I know that I did tag him on my Instagram. I'm still looking for an intro song because I cannot keep using the K-pop song just because the audio is not catching it, that it's clearly copyright and I'm making money off of it, and I shouldn't be. Because I love this group so much. Mamamoo. That's who. It was their song Gleam, which I used all the time. But I'm going to stop doing that. I'm going to try either create a song or find someone to make me a song. And hopefully pay them on time, unlike I did Mr. Hayden. Maybe that should be a little snippet episode. Which, by the way, I know he does not listen to this. But Hayden, if you ever do listen to this, I do apologize. As soon as I requested that, life kicked me in the fucking nuts. And I was like, shit, I do not have money. Pay for the full thing. And I'm over here trying to do payment plans and shit. But he did get paid. I don't remember if I gave him extra or not. I need to. Probably when I get paid, because I'm getting overtime soon. I'll just send him a random tip. But yeah. Why did I start this back? Life is, it's all right. A lot has happened since I last made a episode. I've had a few more jobs again, but this one is different because now I have a clear plan. Ooh, what did you just say? I have a clear plan. I don't even know if you guys can hear me clearly. That's why I'm speaking kind of loud. But yeah, my plan is to move to Nashville. I went to Nashville for a concert. It was for the artist Banks. It was my first time being somewhere alone, my first concert ever, and my first time literally going out of state. Because I live in Alabama, Huntsville, Alabama. So I went to Nashville, Tennessee. I explored the city. I went to go see the concert. And then afterwards, also, if you haven't noticed, I realized I'm a lot gayer than I thought. But I went to a LGBTQIA plus, God, so much, friendly club. which is 18 and over. Yes, it's just if you're 18, if you're under the age of 21, you have to wear a fucking wristband, which I find hilarious. But on one side is a club, which doesn't open till 10, and on the other side, they have drag shows. Anyone knows me, I've never quite understood drag until recently. Now that I've been by myself and just forming opinions for myself, now I'm a big fan of drag. I've even considered doing it myself because, you know, drag is an art form, and you know, I'm a very creative person. I even have a whole moniker and shit set up, but that's a whole nother episode. But yeah, so my plan is to move to Nashville because here in Alabama, just you already know, Alabama fucking sucks. It's one of the worst states. It's literally like in the last like top five. Well, when it goes like the best states to live in, Alabama's 49, then it goes Mississippi at 50. Except I think Louisiana just jumped to 50 because fucking hell, they did not decide to ban slavery. Don't know why that's a thing, but okay. So yeah, I want to move to Tennessee. I want to move somewhere where the community is, it's not going to be perfect, but it's more diverse, more accepting, and somewhere where I feel like I can belong. And that's really important to me because I don't belong here. I didn't ask to be here. If you wonder how I got here, I don't remember if I talked about it or not, but my dad told me I was coming to visit my mom. Guess what? He lied. He said, "Oh, you're not coming back." And just sent all my shit down here. And so this is just where I've been for the past 3 years. And I don't like it here. I really don't. People are like, "How do you like it?" And I'm like, "I don't." Like, how do you like it? You're the one that fucking lives here. So that's what I've been dealing with. Also, I'm sick. So if you hear my voice does not sound as usually does, that's why. I have phlegm, and if I cough, ooh, cover your ears, because the cough is deadly. But mainly, the main reason I'm making this episode today, oh, bruh, I think it's gonna be also another episode, but this is just pretty much gonna be a 30-minute episode. I'm gonna try to make 30 minutes of me just giving you updates, but you know, there's this guy that I work with that I really like. And I mean really like he's my type. Now, of course, I've never talked to him, but you know, it's, I don't know. I guess it's possibly because the way my mind works, I don't really need to talk to people. It's really like their eyes that always gets me. If you have like just piercing bright or dark eyes, bruh, it's over. But yeah, you know, I really like this person, but and I messaged them on a app, and you know what? They did not fucking respond, and I was really upset about it because it was like high school all over again of, you know, just being brave enough to even saying something. And then only difference is back in high school, not only did this person say something, he fucking, yeah, it was just a whole bully situation. But you know, from his, if I look at it from his standpoint, you know, that's not something that you would want happening to you. You're just getting a random note that says, "Hi, I like you." I don't even remember what was on the note. What I do know is the note never should have been created. But you know, I just sent a simple message like, "Hey, I think you're really attractive." And that's pretty much it. That's the premise of the message. I think you're really attractive. And you know, I got no response. And it really got to me because, like, I don't ever, and I mean ever, just be straight up with it. It's different if you know you're friends with that person, but for a stranger, that was quite brave for me. And then, you know, someone who I thought was a friend decided to be messy, and I 99% positive she said something to this person and decided to come back to me with information which I don't even know which is correct or not, and it just ruined the whole thing. So I'm not talking to her, And now she talks to him all the time, so that really makes me suspicious. But we're going to get into that another time. I don't know if it's going to be in the next episode or not. I do need time to process because, you know, it fucking hurts to say something to someone that you like and then just to have no type of response. And, you know, to see them all the time because I work with this person, so I do have to see them every day. Luckily, I don't have to talk to them. That shit would be more horrible. So, yeah, I'm trying to process it. But then I also realized today, like, it's their fucking loss. Because from all the people who I've been around, and just the joys of with the people I've had friendships with, and I mean true friendships with, who, like, if I went back now, we could have a full-ass conversation and have a good time. People know I'm a fucking joy to be around. I'm not, you know, here to, I'm not here to try to be messy, stir shit up. That's really not who I am. If I feel like there's a problem, I'm just going to say it. Like, my chaotic energy, because that's really what it is a fucking gift. I keep people on their toes. I keep people laughing. When I'm in a great mood, everyone's in a great mood. And I know how to bring people out of a funk as well. So, you know, it's his loss. It's her loss for trying to be messy. Because, you know, my friends know me. I keep shit going. Even when shit gets tough, you know, I have to keep going. Because if I don't, what's the fucking point? Like, too scared to die, but also I'm too fucking scared to kill myself. So that's not an option. Like, I don't want to die. And you think because I'm depressed, I'm going to kill myself? Like, ew. Too much. So, yeah. Also, I have ADHD. So, if this episode seems all over the place, you're just going to have to deal with it. But, yeah, I've been, you know, just this year, past few years, actually, have really let me know who I am, who I would like to be, how I would like to get better with things, like, anger issues. Still got that. No questions asked. Like, I know I have anger issues. Now I have insurance, though, so if therapy doesn't cost too much, I can get a therapist. Oh, so yeah. New job. I've had quite a few. But currently, I'm going to get into part two of the jobs, but I have to go back and figure out where I left off with my jobs. But I work for Mr. Bezos. I work at Amazon. I work a night shift because that is so much easier on my sleep schedule. I like to sleep the fuck in. And I just, you know, signed the lease for the second year of my apartment. You know, adulting life. My car is kind of fucked up, but, you know, as soon as we get this money straightened out and this rent straightened out, because they did raise my rent, bastards! We all get shit together. That's my plan. Get your shit together so then when you go to Nashville, you don't have any fucking thing to worry about. And I'm trying to, you know, gather up a plan to start saving money. Oh, I also work at, I don't know how to say the store name because I don't shop there. Like, I haven't shopped there since, like, middle school. So, yeah. It's the FI store or the FYE, some type of store. It's in the mall. That's my second job. I work there with one of my old coworkers, who's now the manager of that store. Now, he's on the verge of killing himself. That's not me trying to be jokey. Like, his depression is on a whole nother level. So I'm kind of going there to help him out and just be like, you know, hey, I'm here for you. I know you don't have a lot of friends here. I don't have a lot of friends here. But, you know, we're going to get through this shit together. You know, we're going to make it. This dude asked me to buy him a gun. So, yeah, I need to be there. If we're on this type of shit, no. And he said it while we were in the mall. So I'm like, I am not contributing to the next mass shooter. He's like, no, it's just for me. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't know where your mental headspace is. You don't like people. No. We're just talking today. There's no buying of anything. But that's another whole another episode.
All right, and we hit the 15-minute mark, so we're going to take a quick little break because I've been talking nonstop without a real fucking breath. So I'll see you when we get back.
And we are back. I should have got some water, but I literally just sat here in this bed and searched for a transition noise. And if you're wondering, does he do that every time? Yes, I do. Do I take an actual break? Hell no. I think I might have done it once. But most of the time, I just stop talking, act like it's a break. Bitch, we know it's not a break, but ad will play. Also, I need to update that ad. I don't even remember what it sounds like, but I'm pretty sure it's for the Anchor app, which, by the way, free little plug in my episode. If you're thinking of starting a podcast, get Anchor. I know you probably just got done listening to an ad, but hey, maybe you should, because my podcast is on all platforms. I'm insane. I've gotten more chaotic, definitely, since I've been discovering myself. I've been saying a lot of drag terms that I don't usually say. I've been a lot gayer. I've been a lot blacker. I've just been a lot more like a fucking sailor. Oh yeah, the bombs be flying. You should check my Instagram story, if it's still up by the time someone listens to this. But yeah, I've just been doing a lot of self-discovery, and it's been nice to finally have a plan for something. It's not a long-term plan like our parents want it to be. Like, what do you want to be in 10 years? I don't fucking know. But, you know, I'm taking it one step at a time, and that's literally the best I can do right now. They're talking about, well, you don't make sure you don't want to work until you're 50 or 60. And I'm like, well, if it happens, it happens. I'd rather be content, happy and content, rather than stress the fuck out because I'm not retired when I'm 63. Like, hell, my grandfather still kept working after he retired because he was bored. So I think I'll be all right. So I really don't know what to talk about in the second half. Let me just sit here and pause for a second. Oh, let's talk about Twitter. What the fuck's going on, bro? Is it going off? Is it staying? I really don't know. Oh, that was loud. This dude's posting again, even though your brother's in jail for attempted murder. No, I'm not going to explain. I'm just going to let you be lost, like, what the fuck? But yeah, so Elon Musk, for anyone who does not know what's going on, Elon Musk bought Twitter. Elon Musk is, I think he's the Tesla guy, if I'm not mistaken. And then he pretty much fired everyone. I'm also just on Twitter right now. But yeah, he fired pretty much a whole bunch of people, and now a bunch of people are just quitting and walking out. So it could be, Twitter could be ending soon, pretty much. Will it? I don't know. I also kind of don't care because I didn't start using, I also can't speak. I have not started to use Twitter until recently. And like, you know, I'm just going to be honest. I've been using it for Twitter porn. Bruh, Twitter porn is a lot more interesting than regular porn. You're probably thinking, wow, he's just telling it all. Well, I'm a fucking adult. And let's be adult about things. We look at porn, okay? Now, I'm not going to tell you what type of porn I'll be looking at. Not that it's like crazy or anything, but yeah, I look at porn. Twitter porn is fun. Let me get off because it's a mixed algorithm and it's like pop news and all of a sudden it's
AOC talking, and then it's just dudes fucking in water. Yeah, let me just stop. And then you have, oh, that's disrespectful. So yeah, Twitter might end soon. Maybe, maybe it won't. I heard Tumblr's coming back. I never used Tumblr. I think I tried it and I was like, I don't get it. And I just got off. Snapchat. Snapchat has recently become kind of dead as a app. Like, people, my friends, or I guess they're friends still. They haven't talked to me. But still post up here. Goddamn. But I'm not really on Snapchat as much as I used to be, like, in high school. Also, I have no, like, Snap streaks or anything. It's like I start them, and then I just don't care. I had one going, I think, with Hunter, but then he ruined it, so I gave up. I'm just searching for something to talk about. Let's talk about dating apps. I'm on Tinder and Bumble. And they fucking suck. It's like I get matches on Tinder and they don't fucking respond. And it's like, what the fuck is the point? Here's what I don't get. Why would you swipe right on someone? And then when you two do match and they try to message you, why don't you respond? And I don't want to hear no fucking dumbass excuse talking about, oh, I got it muted. What's the point of having it muted? Or be like, oh, I tell them to hit me up on my Instagram. Maybe I don't want to do that shit. That's what the dating app is for, sir. The dating app is so I don't have to go search you on your social media and get turned off by you having dreads like 2 years ago or you wearing a fucking Trump hat. Like, let ease me into that. I don't want to walk straight into it. Because maybe you've been a changed person, or maybe not. Who fucking knows? But it's like, I keep trying to get into this dating thing because I've never had a boyfriend. Never had a real relationship. And, you know, I would like to experience something. Other than a random hookup every now and then. Barely. And this shit's not fun. And then there's this wave of down low people. And if you don't know what down low is, it's pretty much a straight guy saying it's complicated. Because some of these people are really is a hole is just a hole. And then some of them are just married men cheating on their wives. And then a lot of them are just dudes who just be like, oh, I'm straight, but you know, I like to get my dick sucked every once in a while. And I'm like, that's not what this is. You know, I really wish the world wasn't the way that it is. Because if you want to explore, just fucking explore. Yeah, not everyone's going to accept it. But also, not everyone has been your business. Now, unless you are sitting over here and you're just doing horrible shit or giving people STDs, there's no reason for you to be doggone on the down low. Figure out what you like and then leave people the fuck alone. I'm not here to be your experiment. I'm really not. I don't like that shit. Like, I'll be trying to talk to someone. I'm like, okay, but can I see what you look like? Because for me, if I am not visually attracted to you, at least for the, like, if we're just starting to talk, if I'm not visually attracted to you, I'm not going to be interested. I don't care what anyone has to say. Like, visual plays into it. There's no, oh, but he's such a nice person. He's great. Like, I'm sorry. If you're 600 fucking pounds, I'm not attracted to you. That's just how it is. If you're over here doggone shortest man on earth, but you think just because you think you have BDE that we're meant to be, like, no, we're not. Or you just have some people acting like they're fucking 20 in their 20s, and then turns out they're in their fucking 60s. Like, don't fucking play with me. I almost stabbed a guy once because he showed up. I was expecting people, a cute little Asian dude,
my age. You know who showed up to my fucking house? Some fat black dude who looked like he got burnt from the sun. Talking about, oh, we can still do this. I'm like, no, the fuck we can't. Get the fuck out of here. I literally asked him, why is he catfishing me? And he just shrugged his shoulders and that, like I was supposed to be cool with it. Like, oh, now I'm getting pissed off thinking about it again, because that truly set me the fuck off, because I got showered and shit for this person. I was ready. And this dude comes up talking about, oh, actually, I'm black. Like, what? Like, no. Like, get the fuck out. Get the fuck away from me. Let me stop talking about it before I go on a whole rant about it, because I will. But it's like, I don't have time for, I don't have time for the games. I really don't. I would like to have normal conversations and to know, like, the person I'm talking to, not only am I visually attracted to them, that they are also visually attracted to me. Because there's also a lot of people on these apps who just be like, oh, well, you have a nice ass, so I guess I'll talk to you. And I'm like, no, if you do not like what you see, please stop talking to me. Because there's no fucking point. Because if I develop feelings and this ends up being a one-sided thing, I'm going to really be pissed off and depressed. So, yeah, I'm just... Moral of the story is I'm trying to move the fuck out of Alabama, because these Alabama niggas ain't shit. And a lot of them are fucking ugly. And I mean fucking ugly. Now, there's a lot of attractive people. But you know who those attractive people are? They're straight people. So that does not work for me. Let me just breathe. Breathe for a second. This episode is almost over. Like I said, I'm just trying to fill 30 minutes in. I do need to go to sleep because I have to work tonight as well. And I also have overtime on Sunday. Which, yeah, I don't know what time you're going to be listening to this, because I'm probably just going to go ahead and post it. Let's see, I have 17 hours of personal time off and 8 hours of unpaid time. Yay! I like how I have 3 hours of vacation, bro. The way vacation time builds up and with certain companies is fucking wild. I don't understand it. But yeah, that's pretty much been what's going on with me. I said this on my Instagram story, but I'm going to say it here. My resolution for the next year is to step outside my box and just be my fucking self. Because I'm, like I said, I'm a fucking joy to be around. And people will just deal with the chaotic energy and just realize, like, hey, this person's fun. This person, I like to talk to this person. I'm not saying I'm the best person in the world, but like I said, I'm a fucking joy to be around if people get to know me. And that's how it is with a lot of people. If you get to know them, you realize, hey, you're not as scary as you look. I say that because a lot of people think I want to kill them because of my resting bitch face. Which is funny because my actual bitch face is a lot more terrifying. But I digress. Also, why the fuck do we say that? Why the fuck am I saying it, if I'm being quite honest? I've never really said that before. You're procrastinating. You're just trying to fill this time, bro. Fill it. Fill it! Also, I probably will be reviewing some, doing some Drag Race episodes. So I got to get Paramount Plus, though. But I will be doing some reactions, at least, you know, just reviewing looks and shit. So, yeah, it's going to be a time. I'm back on Twitter and I'm looking at a video. There's, what are you doing? What is this caption? Is that a go-go boy? What is happening? I thought you were supposed to see Adele. Well, I guess she did. But yeah, this has been my episode. This is Eagle with Many Thoughts. I'm your host, TJ Kidd. I will get this shit back going
Will it be consistent? Probably not. But hey, at least I finally put out an episode, considering the last episode is called I Did Not Forget. Bitch, you may not have forgotten, but you clearly gave the fuck up. But we're going to get this shit going. I would like to let you guys know that in total, now I'm pretty sure they didn't play the entire episode. Maybe they did. But I have 837 plays on my podcast. I've made $4. But it said my audience is one. Like, what the fuck was that? But yeah, I do thank the people who did come at least try to support and listen to my podcast. It would mean a lot more if you would listen to the entire thing. Yes, I understand these episodes are an hour long, but that's how long podcasts are. Now, granted, it's just me rambling on with my ADHD attention span. But please, even if you just have to walk away, let my shit play for the entire hour. It means a lot. And also, in the bio, there's a link or something that lets you send in messages to ask me shit. Guys, please ask me shit so I have something to talk about, so I'm not just sitting on this bed or wherever the fuck I am and just trying to make up shit as I go. Like, it would really mean a lot if you guys would participate, for the people who are listening and who are interested, and for my friends that come and just, you know, at least visit the site. If you're gonna play it, fucking play it, bitch. You know, we haven't seen each other in years. You know, take this shit in, because, you know, I'm a work in progress. But again, I thank for the people who have been listening, who did decide to come in and give it a go. My audience, I don't know what's up with my audience, but I am available on all streaming platforms. It says 7, so I'm just assuming all. You know, Anchor is partnered with Spotify, so my episodes go up on Spotify first. And then after like an hour or so, I believe they end up on everywhere else, like Apple Podcasts and all that. And I think also Anchor has a new update, so you can do video podcasts on Spotify. So we'll see how that goes. Also, I probably won't do that, but maybe if I get like a guest or something. Also, if you'd like to be like, if I know you, of course, but if you'd like to be a guest, fucking say something so I have someone to talk to and we can just talk about shit. Oh, I really pushed this 15 minutes. I need to get off so I can go to sleep, so I can go to work in the morning. Not the morning, the night. It is currently 6 a.m. I work 6:30 p.m. to 5 a.m. And I did not go buy breakfast, so I'm going to go to sleep, wake up, and probably eat something. But yeah, again, thank you for listening. Thank you for visiting, all that, yada, yada. Please share this. It would mean so much, and I mean so much, if someone would share my podcast, because I do pay attention to my friends. You do not share this shit, and I will come for you. I will say names. Yeah, Febreze and Sausage, you know who you are. But no. But yeah, it would mean a lot if people share this. I'm trying to get this started again. I'm trying to have some type of audience, and hopefully the audience will get me on track to making this something. But, you know, also, if someone can make me a fucking song for this shit, it would be great. Hayden already made me a logo, which is a great logo. So now I just need a fucking song. But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and end this. I thank you all for listening. We're finally back. We're getting this shit going. I'm really trying to push this. I'm going for 20, bitch. I'm going. But this is the, I will say, happiest I've been in a while. Yes, I'm still fucking depressed. That's just how depression works. But I'm not as depressed as I used to be. And that's the key. It's to keep fucking moving forward. I'm really trying to push this time. All right, I'm just going to end it. Thank you guys for listening. Eagle with Many Thoughts. I will see you soon. Bye, bitch. Guys, this is a quick plug. So there's this YouTuber named Brad Mondo. He has a hair care line called X Mondo. So I've recently dyed my hair twice,
And recently I used his color Super Green from his hair color line, Ex Mondo. His line's called Ex Mondo. This is a horrible plug. But yeah, if you're thinking of dyeing your hair and you need a good, strong, vibrant hair color, which also fucking acts like a conditioner and helps heal your hair so, you know, it's not all dry and crunchy when you're done, try Ex Mondo. His shit is affordable. It's only like $22. And if you know how to, like, you know, if you know what you're doing, you know how to make this shit spread. He also has, you know, regular hair products too. But this is mainly for the hair color. I'm probably going to, I don't know if I'm going to or not. But, you know, I really like my green hair. I have green hair, you guys. Anyone who knows me knows I've never had any type of special type of, like, hair change. So this is exciting. My hair is green, and I'm also getting it locked again soon. So, yeah, Ex Mondo. Go get it, guys, if you want a good hair dye. I use Super Green. He has, like, a bunch of other colors to try. So, yeah, that's all I want to say. All right, bye.